Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill.
Good news. I'm going to be at your house at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Are you now? did I invite you? And
no, but I'm in town.
Remember that I invited you?
You know, I'm sorry to just spring this on you, but I'm in town. I didn't even know I was coming to L.A. And I've got a meeting at 10 o'clock. And so I just figured it's near you. So I just thought that we could have breakfast.
Wow. All right. So you've arranged my schedule without consulting with me.
Check.
And now I have a very interesting dilemma, which
check.
Is, do I say, Jill, I've been working 16-hour days and tomorrow is my only day to sleep in and I really want to do that? Or do I kind of grumble to myself and say, oh, well, she's in from out of town. You know, she doesn't know I've been working 16-hour days. Or do I just say, you know what? That's not going to work for me. You have anything tomorrow night? Because I'm free tomorrow night.
And the only thing that I would add to that right then and there, but I've just noticed there's a spate of this that has been happening this week, and it's driving me insane. So people should focus on things. Let's just say that you ask for something. Please get me the proposal by Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person gets you the proposal by Monday morning and says, here's the proposal. Your response should not be, you know, my week's been so hectic that I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Yeah,
all
no,
you should say is thank you.
Be.
No, you should just say thank you very much. This there is something that happens, and this is apropos what we're talking about. You don't need to tell everyone why it was that you didn't get to it. As a matter of fact, that's not part of the conversation. So let's
right.
just go to, hey, Jill, you know what? Unfortunately, I've got something in the morning, but do you want to have dinner instead?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that it's like, leave if possible, and I'm sorry because this is your show, but if you can leave the emotional junk stuff out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It will
also, it may be that, you know, that nothing works, that this is, you know, a jammed weekend or night or week or whatever, and that the person who's calling to say, yeah, so I'm coming, I'm doing whatever, is just out of luck this time. It happens.
And my recommendation, and full disclosure, we talked slightly about this before the show, and I said, yeah, I'm a specialist with this because I have an entire family that can't do it, which I just find absolutely staggering. But I know that there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable.
Yes.
Even if, and this is slightly disingenuous, you can always say either you're not feel if you can't offer an alternative, you can say, hey, snag, you know, we got typhus running around this house, so.
Well, just, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Not necessarily that I'm sick. I know a lot of people are superstitious. So, well, if you say you're sick, then you're going to come down with the flu or whatever. And it's like, okay. So, like, I'm feeling kind of like I'm coming down with something. I was a little run down this week, so maybe that's it. But, you know, just in case, you probably don't want to be sick on your trip back and or on the rest of your trip or whatever. So let's just chat on the phone.
Putting it a slightly different way, do the right thing. There are a million ways to pleasantly say that, hey, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would strongly recommend people get, if you can depersonalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that a surfeit of screens has done is it's just made it impossible for people to do anything but make things personal. But mm-hmm. if you can, it's just like, hey, shoot, this doesn't work. I'd really love to, but I can't, and I this.
Yeah.
Because that just ends up making everybody feel a little worse instead
yeah.
of it
yeah.
being you know, like, people have lives and they've got arrangements, and it's not as mindful or thoughtful as it could be to just suddenly launch and say, I'm here. Entertain me. It's all about me anyway.
Yeah, if you can call ahead of time or send a note before you end up in that person's town to say, look, I hadn't expected this, but apparently they're having a little mini retreat about 4 miles from you on Saturday, and we're over at 3 o'clock. I'm wondering if you have time for a drink, or my plane doesn't leave until, X time on, Sunday. Could I take you to brunch? Then that sort of says why you're there and why you're last minute, which may make a difference to the person who's otherwise being imposed on. If you're dear, dear friends, then you're probably going to hop at the opportunity to see your dear, dear friend, especially if your dear, dear friend lives far, far away. But if you're, nodding acquaintances, that's different. Then you're somebody else that they have to fit into their schedule. And their schedule may already be jammed with Lord knows what. Maybe they go to physical therapy. Maybe they take their kid and 4 other neighborhood kids to soccer. Maybe they record for the blind that afternoon. Maybe people have lives. And so if you show up unannounced expecting to be fit into them, you should also expect that maybe it's not going to work this time.
Yeah, and there should just totally be a plan B. I have some particularly dense friends, some who say, "Hey, I'm going to be up in the area visiting so and so, and I can come see you at 1 o'clock." And mm-hmm. I have known for years that their 1 o'clock is always 3 o'clock. So I just say, mm-hmm. "Well, check with me." I say, it's going to be iffy, but. You just check with me. Give me a call when you're with X and Z, and let's see what we can work out. And usually mm-hmm. for those people, they're perfectly happy to just, know that there's a possibility, but that if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah, they're not going to be holding their breath.
Right. So I guess it's just the awareness that there are a lot of different ways to manage it. I've had to also be as out front as I did. This happened, I would say, 17 months ago. This person who is high, high, high maintenance called and said, "Oh, I'm going to be X miles from you, and I'm going to come see you on literally Saturday afternoon at 11 o'clock." And I said, "No, you're not.
I'm not going to be here."
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just, and sometimes it has to be that that forthright. When you're presented with one of these, this is a high treat for you and it's going to happen because it's convenient for my schedule, and it's not, then it's really more about getting over one's reticence to say, "Hey, that doesn't work for me," rather than trying to pretzel yourself into some, uncomfortable formation.
Or the other thing is, so I'm going to be in town. I'm about an hour from you. Why don't you drive out to see me and we'll have drinks? Yeah, I'm going to drive an hour each way to drink alcohol with you and then get back on the road. That doesn't make any sense.
I have a family member who shall remain nameless, but if she listens to the show, she'll know who she is, who always says, when a spur of the moment, because she comes so rarely, I really want to come up and see you. And I am supposed to know from that she means an hour away from here.
Yeah, yeah. So going to rent a car and drive all the way up here to visit for 15 minutes?
I have learned to say, "Are you coming all the way?" "Oh, no, no, I thought we could meet at that place." Well, I don't have that extra 2 hours to drive down to it and drive back to it before counting. Now, in your view, I don't give the whole why I can't, but mm-hmm. do you think that that is helpful?
I think sometime. I think that, it's like, it's my nephew's first birthday. The whole family's going to be there, and it's kind of a thing. And so I really can't because we're going to make a day of it. Okay, fine. They either understand or they don't. Other times, it's just like, "Oh, wow, that's not going to work for me." Or my favorite is, "Oh, wow, I wish you had been here last weekend. That would have been so much fun to come and meet you. But this weekend, I can't."
And again, people get over the "I can't" really quickly.
Yeah, and they need to.
Yeah.
Because the world is not built around any one of us. Other people's misunderstandings to the contrary.
Right, which I just want to just unfortunately return to this this condition where it seems as though there's an epidemic. We had another thing at the station, separate and apart from what I alluded to earlier. Somebody absolutely dropped the ball and failed to cancel some time at the station. And we had asked them when they were coming, you know, because it was a couple hours away, and they said, "Oh, apologies, it was really hectic around here. We forgot to cancel."
That will be $150 an hour, which is what we charge an hour for studio time.
And that's what's going to happen. But I just thought, you know, if because this has happened to me before on the other foot, everyone makes mistakes, but. When the shoe was on the other foot, I would say, "Oh, I am so sorry. This was totally." It's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." But we never canceled. We are so sorry. Please send us an invoice for XYZ. That's how I
and
always
did they send it, because lots of times the apology is, and it's like, "Yeah, stuff happens. We get it. You know, let's just mark this one up and whatever."
Right.
But if it's sort of like, "Oh, wow, it slipped my mind. Too bad. Okay, anyway," then what's the incentive for someone to work with you on that?
That's exactly right. And that's the crux of the issue. If you give a lame, like, "Oh, I'm so busy. It was too hectic for me to look at," going back to the first example, "it was too hectic for me to look at what I asked you to submit to me by XYZ time."
Yeah.
That's a management skill.
And there are places that will charge you for wasting their time. You know, a lot of doctors say if you don't show up, you know, within 10 minutes or 15 minutes of your time, then you not only lose your appointment, but we charge you a no-show fee. Hairstylists have been known to do this because they're tired of people sort of blowing them off at the last minute. It affects the structure of their whole day, and they lose income. Restaurants now, lots of them are saying, "Oh, you're making a reservation. We'd like your card. We'll hold it. If you don't show up, it's X amount of dollars," because, you know, we have had problems with people thinking their time is more valuable than ours.
Right.
And
I'm
all for it. You know, if you call and say, "Oh, they just closed the street I was going down that leads directly to your office. I think I'm going to be about 15 minutes late," then they can figure that out. And, you know, rework something and fit you in usually, or tell you, "Okay, let's reschedule." If you don't tell them, they don't know. They're just figuring you're being a flake.
Right. And unfortunately, there are
many people are.
Yeah. And that and so even
of
if
which
you are,
there are many
of which there are many. So if you are being incorrectly, the way to avoid being incorrectly slated in the flake department is to just be real up front about the situation.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will not be there tomorrow.
My calendar. I'll miss you, but thank you for letting me know. I'm going to have to check my calendar to make sure I do. I have the right time for my eye examination today, and that I'm not late, and that I don't blow the doctor off.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the right thing.
You are very welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.